Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is education and a fascinating look with Eric Herzig, professor of political science, and Howard Rosenberg, professor of art at UNR. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Brainerd, Andy Barbano, and Mylon Hawkins. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Howard Rosenberg, professor of art at UNR, and Eric Herzig, professor of political science at UNR. And let me explain why we're doing this show. So you said to me, Howard, about a week ago, I want to come on with Eric Herzig and talk about education. And I said, fine. And that's the limit of our discussion. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay, let's talk about education. What's wrong with it? It's broken. We know that.
In what way?
Well, the students are coming out of school and they don't know what they need to know.
Are you talking about university
or talking about high school? All schools, and I'm not assigning blame to anyone. The students are not being prepared to learn how to learn, to learn how to think, to learn how to conduct themselves in such a way that they can do both. I'm having a real problem on my hands. I don't know if Eric is experiencing the same thing.
Let me ask you this question. Is that a question of creativity? And if so,
no.
Can you teach
no.
it?
No. Has nothing whatever to do with creativity. Has everything to do with knowing what it is that you need to do, delivering on what you need to do, and not thinking that just because you're there, you're going to get credit. Because it doesn't operate that way, at least it doesn't in the real world.
Okay, your initial thoughts.
Okay, it's kind of a two-part problem. Part of it's content. When you have 40% of students coming in who need remedial classes, either in English or math.
Are you talking about, again, at the university?
At the university. But, yeah. we're at the, in a sense, at the end of the food chain. And so to say, oh, well, this is what the university should fix, it's like, well, no, you actually need to reach back and address it in K through 12. And so, for example, in math, you have students coming in who need remedial math, and remedial math at UNR is actually defined at a much lower level than in many other institutions. Yeah. That's something, yeah, we address, but it would be much more efficient if this can be addressed, say, in the high schools, particularly, and we're working, the math department is working with Washoe County Schools to bring, the number is math 096, but bring 096 into the school so students don't have to walk in and basically waste a semester taking a remedial class. So part of it's substance, and part of it is what Howard's talking about, is its attitude of, in a sense, college is different. And you get this in terms of, say, the buzzwords, retention rates and graduation rates. And it's like, well, if you're not graduating, you know, X percent, you're failing as an institution. And you know, my answer back to that is, well, I kind of have to work with what comes through the door. And if the goal is simply, we'll pass them all along, kind of social promotion that everybody criticizes the K through 12, I certainly don't want to bring that into higher education.
For those who are listening on the radio right now, I want to point out that Howard is doing the vocal commentary along with what you're saying here, so that they're drawn into this. Hang on a second. Let me ask you. When Jim Rogers, owner of the TV station upon which this program airs, was chancellor, one of the things he wanted to address with Walt Rolfes was exactly what's being talked about here, which was remedial education and why it was necessary to and so costly for the university system, and why was there this disconnect between K through 12 and the university system. How far has that come along, if at all?
It hasn't come along at all that I'm seeing.
Why?
I don't know why, Sam. I wish that I did. The population is different. The demographics are different. We have a number of students that are really in a never-never land. We have a tremendous number of Hispanic students who come into school and they're not quite American and they're not quite Mexican. They're having not the problem with one language, they're having it with two languages. It has nothing to do with intelligence, has nothing to do with how bright you are, it has everything to do with a situation that exists that we're not addressing. There are some schoolrooms that I have heard about where you may not speak Spanish. Well, isn't that dumb? Why don't we learn Spanish and we can speak Spanish and English? Two languages. Now, I have a problem with English as it is, but I can learn and I am learning. The Rosetta Stone is a wonderful thing because I'm able to eavesdrop in classrooms, and I've never been able to do that before. And I'm hearing things that really give me some clues as to what's going on.
For example,
they don't have any place to go after school. So what is it that they're doing in school? I'm talking about kids, period. Not just Hispanic kids, all kids. There's nothing that lures them into school to get something so that they can use it when they leave school. A lot of these kids think they're going to be dead by the time they're 25. That's the way life is. Drive-by shootings and all that kind of garbage. Okay, fine. Well, if they don't have a life ahead of them, why should they put anything in now? We need to show them what's possible. They need to be able to see that there is a life. It's a good life, but you've got to put something in before you can take something out.
Got less than a minute in this segment. That's a very important thing that Howard has raised, because this was an inner city problem when you thought about Detroit or Chicago or other major cities of where kids had this idea that 23, 25 was their life expectancy, and therefore they didn't bother with anything because they were going to be gone. That horrifies me. That's now in Nevada.
You have it in Nevada, and perhaps not with the flair that Howard has, but you have, for a long time in Nevada, really a lack of emphasis on education, K through 12 or higher education. We have a very transient
From whom? Because it seems to me that every time
from business,
that you raise education as a topic, and you and I had experience with this quite recently with a Northern Nevada business group, when you bring up a topic of education, everybody has a point of view.
Everybody has a point of view, but for the most part, it's a very instrumental kind of point of view of education, that education is either you have to learn a job or you're not graduating enough students, and there's really no ultimate kind of value about education. It's not that Nevadans, for years in Nevada industry, particularly gaming, it's not that they're anti-education,
no.
But it's more, and our chancellor said this, we've never had to care about it. Okay, we had jobs coming out of our ears. You didn't have to have a high school degree, let alone a college degree, which is why Nevada is at the bottom in terms of college degrees among adults, why we're at the bottom in graduation rates even for high school students. Well, the problem is those kind of halcyon days have perhaps disappeared and certainly are in receivership. And so this lack of long-time focus on just the value of education is now coming back to haunt us. And what Howard points out more dramatically is that if I'm a high school student, I'm saying, well, I'm just going to get out of here and I'm going to go get a job, particularly in Clark County, where you have far bigger problem than, say, in Washoe County. I can get a job at the casino. I can get a job parking cars. I can get a job in construction. None of those are skilled jobs. That's really not a way to build a very diverse economy.
All right, let's take a break. More with these two gentlemen when we come back.
Gentlemen.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
Urgent means if you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg and Eric Herzig, both professors at University of Nevada, Reno, that is enjoying a great high from their win over Boise. but we're talking about education. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, is the problem with testing? There was a major article in the New York Times over the weekend saying that part of the problem is we're testing too much and we're not really teaching the kids. We're teaching them to pass tests. Is that the problem?
Yes, very definitely. That's what I'm seeing. And when they're faced with a test, the format of which is different, and they have to answer in a different way, or God forbid it's not multiple choice, they absolutely freeze. I have students in a class that I know the material. They cannot write it down. I've even put someone with one of my students to take dictation and put it down so that I can understand what the hell he's talking about. Has a real problem with it, Sam.
You know, it's interesting. Growing up in England, and I was terrible at school, so I mean, I'm no shining example, but I was stunned when I came to the United States and found out that everything was multiple choice. You didn't actually have to learn anything. You could pass tests by the Eeny method. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, it was insane.
It is a problem.
And I got my FCC license to be a radio operator by the Eeny method, because out of the 20 questions, 10 I got right, and 10 it was eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
There's been a shift, and it's partly in K through 12, but it's also at higher education in terms of this kind of production line mentality of education. And so what's the easiest way to do it? Well, we want to test them. And the rubric we use is assessment. You have to assess and to know what you know, in a sense, which has value. But by the same token, if that takes over how you teach, well, Then in turn, the easiest way to do it is a multiple choice test. You don't really get into critical thinking. And this is, and perhaps this is elitism, but this is the difference, particularly when you come to the college level. In a sense, I want to give you a problem. I want to see how you analyze it, you know, write. Heaven forbid that I assign a student anything over a two-page paper. It's almost like that's longer than anything I pull down off the internet is kind of what you're getting. Maybe I'm being an old man here. But without that kind of critical thinking, and with just a focus on, well, did they pass a test? Did we retain them at a certain percentage rate? Did they graduate at a certain percentage rate? You're really getting away from, in a sense, what is classically known as education and more into just kind of a business model or a production model of, yes, we were successful because they passed on to the next level.
He has just hit something fantastic. I am not in the manufacturing business. All right? You are not the client, and I am not selling you education. You are the person coming in to learn something, to enrich your life, get yourself a job, and do those kinds of things. Sam, the College of Liberal Arts isn't designed to get anybody a job. It's to educate them so they'll make their own jobs. This is where the entrepreneurs come from, not from places like professional schools. I'm not saying professional schools don't produce them, but what you need is a broad-based general education with some specialty and concentration that allow you to think in a way that you can take into account what you're learning and make it work relevantly in the real world.
Is there anywhere in America that's practicing education in this manner?
Unfortunately, no, because there's such a focus on assessment from accrediting agencies where you, and UNR's facing this right now.
Yep.
I mean, we're firing tenured faculty, but yet have to hire assessment personnel so that we can go out and do things called student learning objectives and quantify everything. And what Howard points out, a lot of it isn't just quantifying, you know, did you learn this little, for example, using math again, you know, how many algebra nuggets do you need in order to go on and take the calculus class? When it's really more, did you understand the basic elements of these mathematical algorithms to move on to the next level? It's a far more holistic approach. Again, that might sound like academic gobbledygook, but in fact, it's value added to the individual's life, and it's not just, I'm teaching you a particular skill so that you can go out and, you know, prop up your little sign. And the majority of, say, liberal arts grads, for example, not only are they not unemployed, they're also living in northern Nevada. These people have done quite well for themselves, actually.
Okay, you get the last 20 seconds.
Okay, the last 20 seconds is very simple. What's happened is when we went to school, those of us that are older, we learned things and we made things out of paper clips. We clipped them together. Ideas went together. They worked together. That's how we did our research. We read a lot of things. Today, they go online. They get that one little nugget of information. So those kids have a bunch of Cheerios in their heads. They're all running around inside, but no one's knit them together, and they don't know how to do it themselves. Sam, it's not P through 16, and don't let anybody tell you it is. It's P through 12, and then break. Real life now for the rest of your career.
To be continued, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
What's your least favorite thing about your checkbook?
I never have any checks.
You don't need them with the new Swipe and Go payday loan. You just swipe your debit card, you get the cash you need.
So I don't need a check to get a payday loan?
No, you just swipe and go.
Rapid Cash, your cash right now.
There are many honest and qualified repair shops in our area, but how can you be sure you're dealing with one of them? I've put together 5 basic steps that car owners can easily use to protect themselves. Step 3, check their credentials. Look for a current business license. Ask about training and certification of the mechanics. Are they ASE certified? Do they have the experience and training on your vehicle's make and model? From RPM Automotive and Scotty's Transmissions, here's wishing you a safe and trouble-free drive.
For 5 days only, Northern
Northern Nevada's largest inventory blowout ever. Only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Over 400 vehicles with drastic end-of-year discounts and virtually every make and model to choose from. Get zero money down. An unheard-of 0% APR on used vehicles. No payments for 90 days and up to $10,000 discounts. Receive a $1,000 Visa gift card with every purchase. Don't miss the year-end inventory blowout going on now. Only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Who gives you instant cash for your car and lets you keep the car?
Rapid Cash.
Right. Unlock the value of your car with a fast, easy car title loan for Rapid Cash.
Can I keep the kangaroo?
No, just your car.
Rapid Cash. Your cash right now.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Brainerd is here, the community activist, Marlon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates, and Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. Let's start out with, did you have any follow-ups to our discussion with Howard Rosenberg and Eric Herzig here on education?
Well, I was not surprised by the amount of people that are not prepared to go to college. And, of course, we have a system here in Nevada called the Millennium Scholarship, which in theory you're supposed to qualify for it. But the education background is not all that strong in our K-12. So we've got a lot of people going to college who really are not capable of completing the college. Yeah, they can enter, but they're not going to complete the college.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's actually quite true. One of the things that I find in the world that I deal with is when young people even come in to volunteer, they do not have the necessary writing skills or communication skills, and yet they will tell me they're in their second or their third year at the university, and I wonder what they are going to be able to accomplish if they can't do a resume or they can't articulate a thought. It's very, very distressing.
Andy?
I guess you have to ask them to articulate their thoughts abbreviated for Twitter. I'm surprised to hear that bonehead is up to 40% now. You're not supposed to call it that anymore. Back when I was at Fresno State in the 60s, it was called bonehead, and a very small percentage of the incoming class had to take bonehead English because they didn't do well on the entrance exam. And now if bonehead remedial courses are up to 40% of the entering class, that's a serious symptom of a serious disease, that something is happening wrong and Steve Jobs can't fix it with iPads.
All right, let's change topics. You have Las Vegas Sun coming out with a story today that Las Vegas fell to 128th in the rankings of the worst economies. It's a ranking of best economies, but they came out 148. They dropped from 128. The only places that are better are Dublin, Ireland, Dubai, and Barcelona, Spain, and a place in Greece I can't pronounce. And they were talking about the city income levels dropping 1.2% despite the increase nationally, foreclosure problem. And this came from the Brookings Institute. Your thoughts on this?
Well, Sam, I think we talked about this 3 years ago when this hit. When you have a state that relies on two industries, and only two industries, and never really thought that it needed to diversify, you can pretty well expect that when one part of those industries fail, the other part is going to fail, and it's going to be a long climb out of this hole.
Your thoughts, Bill?
Well, I agree. There's actually a third industry. Mining is, of course, a third industry. But basically, I think what Milan's talking about, of course, is the gambling and the
construction.
Yeah, and construction, which are way down. I think it's going to be an extremely long recovery. Of course, you know, I said recovery, and I hope that happens. But I mean, this could be a disaster. You know, this can be a financial disaster for this state if we don't do something as far as diversifying our base and our of employment. By the way, I keep hearing, Sam, that the reason businesses, quote, are hesitant to come here is because of the education problem. It's amazing, if you bring the right business in, they'll have their own education opportunities. They'll set up their own private schools. They'll set up their own training. They'll, you know, if they've got a workforce here, they can come here You don't have to have all of these things in place to get legitimate businesses. It's difficult for them because they don't want to spend the money on training. They don't want to have their tell their people, you're going to have to send your kid to a private school. But can it be done? Sure.
They don't want to raise their kids here. That's why they don't come here. These statements require a bit of clarification. The top three employers in Nevada, gambling and mining, happen to be 1 and 3. The second largest employer is the federal government, and we haven't been hurt there. The other thing is that Las Vegas may be slumping because they failed to diversify their economy. Their idea of diversification through the 60s, 70s, and 80s was the military-industrial complex. And when that went by the boards, there was such a boom economy that they didn't do much. Here in northern Nevada, we have gone from being a gambling town to a town with gambling. In 1998, 17% of our economy here in northwestern Nevada was gambling and tourism. In the last 12 years, it's dropped to 16%, 16%. So we have diversified our economy through various efforts here. So that's why, medium and long term, we're going to be in better shape than Las Vegas, because Las Vegas had both the gambling industrial complex and the military industrial complex, and both have slumped. But here in the north, we're in better shape. And if we've got three employer tripods, gambling and mining may be hurting, but the federal government is still our second largest employer.
And military business in northern Nevada is actually quite strong. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of contractors in the area. Mm-hmm. I thank you all for a thoughtful discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Latinos are urging Congress to pass the DREAM Act, legislation to give millions of illegals a chance at citizenship by going to college or into the military. Plus, Hispanics skip the tea and go straight for the hard stuff. The birth of the tequila party next, face to face.
National Wholesale Flooring makes flooring more affordable than ever. And we have the largest in-stock inventory in northern Nevada. Come by and you can take it home today.
Right now, renovate an entire 10x12 room in your home with beautiful solid hardwood for less than $360. Or in that same 10x12 room, plush nylon carpeting for under $90.
Our family has proudly served Northern Nevada since 1972. Come see us at National Wholesale Flooring, still in the corner of Rock and Gray.
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write us here at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month, News 4 HD, where news comes first.
No matter where news happens, the News 4 SkyCam Network has you covered. With the largest camera network covering our area 24 hours a day, rely on News 4 to bring you the news as it happens. When there's breaking news, only the News 4 SkyCam Network shows you what's going on around northern Nevada, getting you the information you need to know, from severe weather to traffic and wildfires. Count on the News 4 SkyCam Network, keeping you safe. Click on MyNews4.com and get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Browse the latest news, sports, and weather only on MyNews4.com.
On our next broadcast, Rick Velotta will be here. He is the business writer for the Las Vegas Sun.